Hymn 948.
Amen.
Amen.
Mystery hid from ages.
Amen. Amen.
Now revealed to me.
Amen.
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 Mystery hid from ages, now revealed to me. It's the price of God's reality. He embodies God and he is life to me. And the glory of my hope will be. Glory, glory, Christ is life in me. Glory, glory, what a hope is he. Now within my spirit he's the mystery. Then the glory he will be to me. In my spirit he regenerated me. In my soul he's now transforming me. He will change my body like unto his own. Holy, making me the same as he. Glory, glory, Christ is life in me.
Glory, 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 what a hope is he.
My spirit is a mystery, and the glory he will be to me. Now in life and nature he is one with me, bearing him the glory I will be. I'll enjoy his presence for eternity, with him in complete conformity. Glory, glory, Christ is life in me. What a hope is he. Now within my spirit he's the mystery, and the glory he will be to me.
Chorus.
Glory, glory, Christ is life in me. Glory, glory, what a hope is he. Now within my spirit he's the mystery, and the glory he will be to me. Glory, Christ is life in me. Glory, glory, what a hope is he. Now within my spirit he's the mystery, and the glory he will be to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ is life in me.
Amen.
Christ is life in me.
Amen. What a hope is he.
Amen. What a hope is he.
Amen.
What a hope is he.
Amen.
What a hope is he.
Amen. Now in life and nature.
Amen.
He is one with me.
Amen.
Then in him the glory I will be.
Amen.
I'll enjoy his presence for eternity.
Amen.
With him in complete conformity.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, glory,
glory.
Christ is life in me.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
What a hope, what a hope is he.
Amen.
Now within my spirit, he's a mystery. Then the glory he will be to me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now I believe we'll pass it back to Brother Peter.
Amen.
Amen, saints. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Christ is life in you. Amen. And you and me. Well, brothers and sisters, welcome to the final session of the Northeast Young Working Saints and Young Families Conference. At this point, we would like to let everyone know that translation is still available in Chinese and Spanish, two Chinese and Spanish. The brothers will put up the slides, which will have the instructions to translate for translation into Chinese and Spanish. Could the translators please at this point, Alan, maybe you could go first, and then Dharma, go through the instructions, please. Amen. Thank you, saints. Thank you, brothers, for sharing that slide. Well, saints, before we go back to some more enjoyable singing, I just want to give you a brief overview of the session we will have tonight. Again, after we have some singing, we'll open the time for some prayer. some of us who may enjoy the hymns, please just feel free to pray. You can unmute yourself and pray after the singing. After that, we'll have speaking from tonight from two brothers. And then at the end, after the speaking, instead of breakout groups, what we will have is a time of corporate overflow where we all can share what the Lord has touched us from this conference. And we'll have more instructions when we get to that point. Okay, at this point, I'll hand the meeting back to the singers. And brothers and sisters, if you enjoyed anything from the hymn, please feel free. I believe the chat is open to all of us to just type in your enjoyment. All right? So please feel free to utilize the chat to share your enjoyment with us. Singers, back to you.
Amen. Hymn 13:19.
Amen.
That which for long the prophets sought, the righteous yearn to see, has in these last of days appeared in its reality. And we're now in the final stages, it's the completion of all the ages. All those who believe the promise are perfect.
For this we know around the bend.
Amen.
The Lord will surely meet.
Amen.
For you are coming soon.
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Right. We're now in the final stages.
Amen.
This, the completion of all the ages.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, all those who believe the promise are perfected now in us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, blessed are our eyes that see.
Amen.
Ears are blessed to hear.
Amen.
Angels never could look into. But now to us made clear.
Amen.
Amen. Our sense is corporate, bold, and strong.
Amen.
It's great how free to take.
Amen.
Encouraging the other
wrong.
The kingdom's sake.
Amen.
Run for the kingdom's sake.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hymn 960.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
The Lord of life will take me soon to be with him on high.
Amen.
Oh, how healing signs.
Amen.
How hope of man.
Amen.
I really love thy reign. Oh, righteous Lord. Oh, glorious King. I bow to thee and pray.
Amen.
Thou soon ascend thy throne, and quickly show thy grace, thy heavenly kingdom may thou found, and grant all men thy grace.
Amen.
Thy saving arm of refuge is my Savior God to me.
Amen.
As the Father keepeth them, who
Amen.
Put his trust in thee.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, arise.
Amen.
Arise our spirit and our heart.
Amen.
Let the world go by.
Amen.
The Lord of life will take us soon.
Amen.
Be with him on high.
Amen.
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 Amen. Righteous Lord.
Amen.
Glorious King.
Amen.
O Lord,
Amen.
Soon ascend thy throne.
Amen.
O Lord,
yes,
quickly
Lord.
Show your face.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What great hymn you just sang.
Amen.
And with that, we'll pass it back to the Lord Peter.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, at this point, we would like to give it to the brothers for their speaking with us tonight. Tonight, first, we will have Brother Peter Yu, and then we will have Brother Dennis Higashi, who will share a word with us.
Amen.
Brother Peter.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you can all hear me. I cannot see you while I'm speaking. May the Lord bless you and bless your heart. And so far, the speaking is really nourishing and anointing our ears and our hearts. For this fellowship, even though time is short, and really Brother Nee's testimony came to mind. And this is a hymn which I sang, written by Brother Nee. This is such a hope of glory in our brother. Dear brothers and sisters, we have roots. We rooted not only in our triune God, in his word, and also we are rooted in our forefathers. And as we are preparing to consummate this age, brothers and sisters, we need to realize who we are and what we are and where we are going. And this is where our faith, hope, and the love will lead us into our Lord, into the coming millennium kingdom, and eventually into the New Jerusalem. So when we see the Bible revealed, we know our Lord particularly referred to two ages, the age of Noah and the age of Lot. And many times we look at the dark social, political background, and a degraded society in those ages, which we are in altogether. However, we do see stars, shining stars, in Noah's days, from his great-grandfather Enoch to his father Methuselah, and Lamech his father, and to him. These are four generations led a life singularly for the Lord's interest. Until Noah's days, we can imagine in such a society, all giants all famous people, how he led his family, gone through so many decades of that kind of a life, and for nothing but a building an ark. In those days, people may mock him. He's building a bigger coffin because no one knows what's there for. Until his living led to the salvation of his family. Another one is Lot. Lot may had a righteous heart, righteous soul. However, he lived a life enjoying all the riches, all the prosperities in Sodom. And we know that by the end, even though he ran out, the result is not that pretty. And our Lord even remind us, remember Lot's wife. Saints, our hope is not in this world. Our faith, exercise the will, and our understanding in our mind is in the Lord. And we know this world is the enemy, adversary to our Father, our God, our Father. And Satan is against our Lord. Eventually, Antichrist probably soon gonna manifest himself somewhere in Europe or Middle East. And a lot of news are coming up from Israel and from Europe, from the Far East and in this country. And our brother this afternoon reminded us who is truly on the throne, who is truly governing everything under the sun. It is our Lord. Saints, I want to remind all of us that we are different. We are unique. We are called out of this world and to leave a shining testimony in difficult time. Our Lord warned us in several books, using several books to remind us that 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 2 Timothy, Jude, and also 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. Brothers and sisters, I do hope we go back, really get, delve into these books. And Brother Lee mentioned these books are for the last days of the age. And the subject of 1 Peter, if you remember, it says the Christian life under the government of God. The Christian life under the government of God. And 2 Peter is the divine provision and the divine government. So under this government, with all the tribulations, we do have the divine provision from our Lord. Of course, 1 John, the subject is the fellowship of the divine life. Saints, my time is very limited. I'm going to go through a few points with a little history to us to remind us who we are. And in 2 Timothy 3, we know that's a chapter, is a reminding warning to the Christians like us in the last days. Verse 1 says clearly, but know this, brothers and sisters, that in the last days, difficult times will come. And it's here. And it's probably going to be here to stay. We're not going to sugarcoat any of this word. And what we are into, brothers and sisters, is a warning and also reminding. And this should shed a light that our hope of glory is nearing its fulfillment. Even though the situation can be difficult, but our hope, our faith is being realized to this end. And this coming iteral, we're going to look into the Christian life the church life, the consummation of this age, and also the return of the Lord, of our Lord. And we know that ministry is speaking, keep reminding us this age is consummating. And the age, the world, will be washed away, will be burned away, but the Lord will see where we are, who we are, and what we are. So we can see a lot of this. People will become lovers of self, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without a natural affection, implacable, slanderers, without a self-control, savage, not lovers of good, but become lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having an outward form of godliness, though denying his power. From this, saints, the word warns us, turn away. Turn away from all of this. But you, many of you, have gone through a lot of trainings, but you have closely followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings. And indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, will be persecuted. Since this is not really that kind of a sweet word as we like to hear, but this is the truth. All indeed who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But the word also encouraged us, but you continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from which ones you have learned from. That's why we have a root in the word. We have a root in our forefathers who showed us this race is worthy their life to run and to finish the course. And that many of you from a babe, you have know the secret writings, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. Brothers and sisters, this, I'm not adding any word. These are plain speakings from our Lord, from the Spirit. We need to adhere to this, because right now there's no truth. There's no standards. Everything is a deep or shallow fakings. Everything is going on. It will be over. We know the stone will crush the greatest stature, no matter what material, no matter how pretty it was, how beautiful and glorious it was, it will be smashed and shattered and will be blown away like a chaff. Saints, we are not that kind of people. We are drawing that stone, and we are growing into that big mountain, the greater mountain, which will be the kingdom of God, and which will be the kingdom of Christ. May the Lord really strengthen us through these few books, 1st, 2nd Peter, 2nd Timothy, and Jude, and John, the letters from John. Saints, we need to take these words to our heart. And we know we are all in different situations, particularly our dear sisters, particularly sisters with the children, with the young children, with the school, with education, with so many troubles facing us. Sisters, I have no word to comfort you, and I'm not going to even say anything, but you are so precious. What you're going through is so precious, and you are preciousness in the sight of our Lord. As the church in New York City, we really love you and we appreciate your supporting and sustaining in the church life. And this will go on, and we are facing many difficulties, but our hope of glory shall never fade and will be realized. And lastly, I want to mention our brother Watchman Nee. And Watchman Nee, recently I did a lot of digging history in some of the Chinese literature. And we dug out much regarding his growing up. He grew up during the World War I and during the First Civil War, during the turning of the Qing Dynasty into the Republic, and gone through all the Second World War II and the Second Civil War, and imprisoned for 20 years and died in the labor camp. For all his life, actually his family was by then was so affluent. He grew up in such affluent family, the best education there, and everything he gone through, but the Lord gained him. He almost gone into politics, into the student movement, into the social unrest, but the Lord caught him and he made a decision. So by the age of 20 years old, in 1923, he began to publish the Present Testimony. And by the age of 22, he began to publish the journal, the magazine, The Christian. In the Christian issue one, he listed nine items. I want to read two of them. Number one, he declared our faith. It says, we believe that the Bible is God's word, word for word. We believe in a literal interpretation of all the major truths of the Bible. Saints, if you want to find this out, this is in volume one of the Christian. Today, particularly there's a few books I just mentioned, many of the points we need to see it in a literal sense because it's being literally carried out and fulfilled and realized. And also in this same announcement, he gave the standard he used for the Christian magazine. He said, the Bible is our only standard. We are not afraid of to preach the pure word of the Bible, even if man opposes. But if it is not the word of the Bible, we could never agree, even if everyone approved of it. Brothers and sisters, this is, if we quote unquote, this is our tradition, is our faith and our standard is the Bible, is the word of God. We cannot discount, we cannot compromise, we cannot choose and pick of the word of God. And today we are facing a society rapidly changing, dividing, but we are the ones with a vision and we do not join any division. We need to refresh our vision and stay away from any division or any factors causing division. Saints, and lastly, I have 4 points, just as practical points. We need to know God's economy and facing the world economy. The world economy, again, is falling away, but God's economy shall be fulfilled, and particularly in your generation. I'm a little older than you are. In your generation, we treasure you. You don't know how much we pray for you. Every week, we spend so much time. Actually, particularly for me, I can testify, few of us, we pray every week for you on our knees. And all of this situation is changing. We are joyful. Of course, we don't want to see you to suffer, but we are joyful that the Lord may operate in all of you and to gain you as his precious possession, gain you as his glory and as his overcomers. Second point, saints, it's time to simplify all aspects of our life. This is where the life of altar and a tent. We always encourage the saints, live a life of altar and tent. But we have so much we are stuck in this world. It's time, the age, the environment is telling us, simplify our life. Saints, even education. Probably the universities were bankrupt in no time. Simplify our life, including the worries, anxieties for the future, for the education, and so on, of our children. Third, do not conform to the fashions of the world. This fashion is not only for dress. It is for all aspects of the world, including all ideologies contrary to the Bible, contrary to the word of God. And that this has been a struggle for the past 5 decades. I have been in this country as an immigrant for 34 years. Even for an unbeliever, I have been witnessing and worrying for the degradation for my first 12 years, ever since I became a Christian 22 years ago. And I'm witnessing the great rapid degradation of this country. All ideologies, whoever is a contrary to the Bible, we need to stay away from that. We need to stand firm in our faith, hope, and love. We need a companions. This is the number four, saints. We need a companions. And with some families, or even practice corporate livings. This is both Brother Nee and Brother Lee. He encourage us to do, lest we drift away. We drift away with the tide. So saints, have companions. Find some families to join together. And for the future, we may have to go into the direction for more different aspects of corporate livings. Since my time is, I don't have enough time, but may the Lord truly bless your heart. And not because of some of the word, all this word is in the scriptures. And I hope some of these words will prick our heart a little bit and wake us up even more. Praise the Lord. Give the time to Brother Dennis. Amen.
Thank you, Peter.
Amen.
I hope you can hear me okay. Let me just express my joy and honor by being with you. Of course, in these days, we cannot be together in person, but thank the Lord there is the technology that we could at least meet together in this way and still fellowship over the Lord's word. I like to pick up from Brother Peter and the previous brothers beforehand. This matter of faith, love, and hope is truly remarkable. Paul describes this and identifies this as the structure of the Christian life. And we don't realize how important it is. We may think it is just basic, But at the end of chapter 5, or the end of the book of 1 Thessalonians, he mentions in particular that this is a breastplate of faith and love and a helmet of hope, the hope of salvation. Breastplate and helmet means a battle. That means that the strategy of the enemy is to take away the faith, the love, with the corresponding hope of the Lord's return within us. If not take it away altogether, at least have it diminish and wane in our realization and our appreciation. This is why these Christian virtues of faith, of love, and of hope are something that we need to protect and that we need to fight for. It is something very basic, yet at the same time, it is so critical and so important in our Christian life. And as the brother shared, I like to repeat some of these matters. There's a lot of feeling within me related to the fellowship with the young adults and the young families. It wasn't too long ago that we were there also in your particular situation. I have to tell you, honestly, that the Lord will bring us on no matter what. The Lord will bring us on. We simply take care of faith by receiving him, of love and enjoying him. And when we have this kind of faith and this kind of operating love, the desire for the Lord's coming will be so real within us. We don't want the Lord to return just because the age is so bad. We're just not looking for an escape. We want the Lord to return because he is ready to return, and we are ready as a bride for him to return. Well, I also did my assignment and read the three footnotes that Brother Ricky gave to us in the first meeting. And I believe the first two footnotes were covered, and Ricky also covered a little portion of the third footnote. But let me go ahead, brothers and sisters, by covering a few important points and phrases in this third footnote. I think the footnote in Titus 3, this is 3:15, is probably one of the classic footnotes in all of the recovery version. Of course, this footnote may be common to us because we hear it playing. We have the Faith and Love CD, and we appreciate it very much. In fact, when I was reading the footnote, I was listening to the tune in my head because I had heard it again and again. As Ricky shared, even when we exercise or when we walk something, these tunes and these words can play within our being. But let me cover a few points here in this footnote to emphasize this matter, especially of faith and love that leads to hope. In the second paragraph, faith and love are two inseparable, excellent virtues of the believers in Christ. Now listen to this. What is faith? As Ted said, faith is not something of our own initiative or from our own source. Faith is given to us by God, that by it we may receive Christ. What is faith? How does faith grow in us? How is faith sounded out by us? How can faith be seen? How can faith be realized? By receiving. By receiving. Never forget, we are receivers. The first thing that the enemy wants to take away is our receiving. inwardly and outwardly, circumstantially, the afflictions and all the doubts, the reasonings, all the things within and without has one goal, and that is to take away our receiving. By receiving faith, God's faith, the faith of Christ is infused into our being. Don't allow any circumstances, any situations, inwardly or outwardly, to take us away from the receiving of Christ. Who is this Christ, brothers and sisters? He is the embodiment and the expression of the triune God. He is the centrality and the universality of God's unique economy. He is immeasurably rich. He is all-inclusive. He is ready to be experienced by us. This is the Christ we have, and this is the Christ we see. When we attend the meetings, when we read the word, when we call on the Lord, when we get into the ministry, even a short period of time, short but consistent, we are receiving. We are the receivers of faith, right? We are the enjoyers. Thereby, we receive Christ, the embodiment of the triune God, and thereby enter into the triune God and be joined to him as one. What a privilege, brothers and sisters. We are those. Who are we? We're the fallen ones. We're the backsliding ones. We're the unfaithful ones. But by opening to the Lord and receiving him, we can enter into the triune God. The triune God is wide open for us to enter. Don't let the enemy take away this right that you have to enter into the triune God. This is what it means to fight to receive, right? We are fighting to receive. We may not feel that strong. We may feel weak. We may feel enervated. We may feel defeated, discouraged. But that doesn't matter. The Lord knows that. God's economy is focused on our receiving of Christ, not on our victory. God's economy is not focused on our victory, our small victory, or our big failure. That's not the focus of God's economy. The focus of God's economy is Christ. And what we and how we carry out God's economy is to receive and enjoy this Christ by faith and in faith. And through this faith, love comes forth, the love for the Lord and love for the saints. Enter into the triune God, be joined to him as one. Wow, brothers and sisters, what a gospel. I am one who is fallen, but I have entered into the triune God. Where do you live, Alan Liu? You live in the triune God. You don't live in New York or Canada. I'm not sure where you are, but you live in the triune God, and we are one with him in this way. Joined to him as one, having him as our life, life supply, and everything. This is not just a statement. This is not just a slogan. This is not just something we are familiar with. Brothers and sisters, we want to enter the reality of Christ being our everything. Joined to him as one, having him as our life, and what? And entering into him and enjoying him as our everything. I was just impressed with this word. Receiving Christ, even in our experience, this is a matter of faith to receive. How many of us have read this phrase that Christ can be everything to us? And yet, we hardly feel that he's anything to us. Not everything. We can barely find him sometime. Well, I would say, brothers and sisters, sometimes it is because we are too much in another realm. We are distracted by so many things without and within. This is the enemy's specialty. So we have to pray. We even have to ask the Lord, Lord, can you be everything to me? Will you be everything to me? The Lord will answer and the Lord will come to us. I was just considering, you know, Ricky knows Luke 15 is just one of our favorite chapters because it not only speaks about the saving love of the triune God for unbelievers, but also we, because many times we are lost. We just get lost. We are lost in ourselves. We are lost in our soul life. And we need to be found. And I was just praying, as I was praying, I was just remembering this portion. And I was asking the Lord, Lord, even in this section, can you be everything to the young adults? And the Lord says, yes. The Lord says, I'm the seeking one. Allow me to be the seeking one. I'm the finding one. Allow me to be the finding one. I'm the leaving the 99 one. That's who I am. Experience me. Allow me to find you. I'm the seeking one until he finds us. This is who he is. He's the not giving up one. He doesn't give up on us. We're lost in ourselves, but he doesn't give up. Brothers and sisters, we can experience Christ as everything in this way. Who else is he, right? He's the diligent one. He's the seeking carefully one. He's the sweeping one, right? He's the moving with compassion one. He's the watching one from afar off. All these, Christ can be everything to us. We can enter into him. We can enjoy him. We can receive him as such a one. We can experience him as everything, right? We don't want to be adversely or overly affected just by the environment and lose the enjoyment of Christ and lose the center of God's economy, which is us to enjoy Christ and to receive Christ as faith. Who else is he? He's the one who is moved with compassion. He's not the condemning one. He's the running one. He's the forgiving one. He's the kissing affectionately one. He's the interrupting one. He interrupted the sun. All this we can experience, right? He's the clothing one. He's the feeding one. He's the receiving one. He's the rejoicing one. Lord, I want to experience you as everything. When the whole world is going another way, let the world go by. Let it go by. I only have time to enjoy and experience Christ. This is my focus. This is the focus of God's economy. And this is faith operating within me. This is all in the footnote, right? Life supply and everything. Love issues out of such a wonderful faith and enables us to live out all the riches of the triune God in Christ with those who have believed into Christ with us. What is faith? Appreciating, substantiating, and receiving the unlimited riches of the triune God. Wow, what a joy, what a joy. We can together appreciate, substantiate, and receive the unlimited riches. Riches. Do you want to be rich, Eddie? Everybody wants to be. How rich is the triune God? Vedans, how about you? Oh, the unlimited riches. Vedans, you're rich. You're a rich brother because you have the triune God. Unlimited riches. We don't want this to remain in a footnote. Vedans, we don't want this just to remain in the page. We want to experience the unlimited riches of the triune God. How? By faith. What is faith? Simply by receiving him. Oh Lord, right now in my circumstances, I receive you. I enjoy you. Oh, I experience you. This is the operation of faith. Again, never allow anything to interrupt or take away our receiving of Christ. This is how we become rich, especially in New York, right, Rich, Ricky? Everybody wants to become rich. You move to New York. Well, I can tell you, I'm already rich. Mr. So-and-so in the Northwest and Mr. Apple and Mr. Microsoft and Mr. Amazon, you're not rich. I am, because I am enjoying the unlimited riches of the triune God. That is our daily, weekly, monthly enjoyment. This is the desire of God's heart. Again, let me say that all the outward afflictions, so many inward doubts and turmoils attempt to do one thing, and that is rob us from receiving Christ. I appreciate Ricky's fellowship at the beginning. No matter what, consistently we can receive the Lord, even when we don't feel like it. It's not a matter of feelings. I remember one time in my Christian life, I felt so discouraged, so hopeless. I felt so defeated. I couldn't go on. The only thing I had the strength to do was just to open the Bible and read. And I just read the Bible. I told the Lord as I was reading the Bible, I think he was far away from me. This is the way I felt. So I said, Lord, since I feel that you're far away from me, I'm going to read to you. I'm just going to read to you. So if you can hear me, that's very good. So I just read the Bible out loud. Eventually, by reading the word, I put myself under the hearing of faith. Faith was being infused to me little by little, just little by. And then a small sprout of love just began to rise up within me. Then the hope was restored. The fellowship began to be restored, right? This is the Lord. This is the Lord, right? We don't expect to be super people, right? Little by little, brothers and sisters, never forget to receive all the riches of the triune God. Don't let anything take away you're receiving. Don't let anything, anyone, any circumstance within or without stop you from receiving, right? Exercise to believe, exercise to receive, and then the love will be there. And certainly with faith and with love, the hope for the Lord's return will be there. I appreciate singing number 960 tonight, right? This is our hope. This is our hope in the Lord's return. And the farther away the world goes, the more polarization things happen, the more lawlessness that is all over the earth, not only in this country, but all over the earth, the more we get deeper into the triune God. The world is going one way and we are going another. Let the world go that way. We want to go further and deeper into the triune God. Oh, may this be our experience in a daily, weekly, monthly way, that day by day we would enter and enjoy the triune God. This is the real living faith operating through love, issuing in the hope of the Lord's return. And I believe all the brothers in New York will agree with me. When we enjoy Christ and receive Christ as faith, love the Lord and love the saints, we have the hope for the Lord's return. But not only individually, but we cry with the Spirit in Revelation 22. Lord, may so many more drink of this living water. You are available, Lord. gain so many more. The triune God is enterable. There's more room. I was praying today, Lord, there's so much room in you. You need more people to enter into you, into the enjoyment, into the refuge, right? Into the inner chambers of the triune God himself. This is why we're made. May the Lord answer all these prayers. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. We not only come, we're calling out for the Lord's coming. At the same time, we have an earnest desire that so many believers and even unbelievers would know him and drink him as the living water, right? Oh, this is our desire. Thank the Lord. Anyway, I'd like to just conclude here. This matter of faith, love, and hope is not just elementary. It is the constructing elements, no doubt, of our Christian life, but it is something that we fight for because it is a breastplate and it is a helmet. Don't let the enemy take away even a small amount of receiving. It counts. A small amount of receiving counts in the Lord's eyes, right? It's not necessarily just a long time. Sometimes we don't have a 30-minute time, but we do have a 2-minute. We do have a 5-minute. All those time count, right? So we can experience Christ in this way. And as we do this, we protect the matter of faith, love, and hope until we see the Lord. Amen. I will conclude here, Ricky. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, I feel that we can all agree that this past weekend was a weekend full of the Lord's timely speaking, and that the Lord spoke something that meets our need to meet his need. And we all received a lot this past weekend, and the Lord wants to continue his speaking. So at this point, we would like to further the Lord's speaking with a time to respond, to share what we've enjoyed from the Lord's speaking, and to speak the light that the Lord has shown us. We can share from any of the 3 sessions this past weekend. Now to share, please use the raise hand function in Zoom. If you're on a Windows or Mac device, click the participants button, then click on the little blue hand icon to raise your hand. If you're on an iOS or Android device, click the more button, I believe that's the 3 dots, then click the icon to raise hand. Now, once your hand is raised, you will be placed into queue. And when it is your turn, we will call your name and ask you to unmute. If you would like to share but are not able to raise your hand, you can also send a message to the Zoom host through the chat box. And lastly, saints, please try to keep the sharing to 1 minute per person. We will start there. Okay, at this point, I see that Brother Chris Hewitt and Sister Joanna Hewitt have raised their hands, so we will begin a time of response.
Amen, everybody. I appreciated how balanced this whole weekend was. Just how the very first message started with the question, how is your faith? How are we doing? And it tied back to, of course, the practical handles of, are we in the Word, and how is our conscience, and are we receiving? And the word picture of looking at the Lord, just being in a posture of receiving these days, is so important just for our faith to stay full and to stay encouraging to one another. The last words tonight about where this age is going, where it really is headed, is the real situation. And those chapters in 2 Peter about lawlessness abounding. It is the real situation, and we are finding ourselves in an age that's moving quickly and more quickly as the year goes on. And we don't want to lose Christ, like the brother was just saying. We don't want to lose our faith. We want to hold fast. And it was so encouraging to remember Peter. When his eyes were on the Lord, he walked on water. It's possible we can hold on to our Christ and praise the Lord for the ark, the church life, or we can run with others where we have companions and where we can do this together Oh, to just build one enough in our faith, like precious faith. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a time this weekend. Thank you for the whole time. Just have to say that.
Amen.
I just wanted to say praise the Lord for the hearing of faith. We just feel so infused and encouraged and spending this time together and hearing this kind of word. It puts such a longing inside to go on, keep going on with the Lord, seeking the Lord, and trusting in the faith that is within us.
Amen.
So, amen.
Amen. Next, we actually will have Hall 1, Fabrice from Hall 1 NYC. Yes.
Oh, amen. Amen. Hallelujah, saints. I really just enjoyed this weekend learning about faith. I feel like it's the first time just touching this matter, to be honest. And I really just appreciated from the first message, that parable about having faith the size of a mustard seed. I always took that as, amen. I always took that as not having enough faith. Like, my faith is so small, I can't even tell the mountain to be cast into the sea. But that's not what that thing is saying. It's saying that even with just a small amount of faith that we have, that is all we need to tell a mountain to be cast into the sea, or to tell the sycamore tree to shrivel up. And then I appreciate that we all have the same, we've all been a lot of the same portion of faith, the same amount. Mm-hmm. Honestly, sometimes I'll see other saints pray, and they'll pray such strong prayers, and I feel like they have great faith. And then I feel like my prayers don't compare, and the Lord's not really gonna listen to my prayers. But that's not true, that's the enemy. Those are those doubts that he's putting in me. I need to rebuke that. We all have the same amount of faith. Mm-hmm. We all have the same ability to pray. And I just really appreciate that this weekend. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Next, we will have Shulamite, Sister Shulamite Kuo.
Praise the Lord, saints. I feel that this week was truly a gospel to me again. When we talk about the face and the love, I feel sometimes we barely see him. That's true. Like, in many situations that we barely see Christ, and we pray that, Lord, you will be everything to us. And this faith and love are two things that are inseparable. It sounds so elementary, just like Brother has been sharing, but it is so crucial. And how can we actually have it is by receiving Christ. So never turn off the receiving button. Like, you need to be able to receive. Sometimes we are so close that there's a pull out of the blessing, but we're not able to receive it because we basically are closed. This weekend, I'm also very touched by the matter of companions. And that is also something that in this past 6 months, I feel that without my companions, I don't know where I am. And I look at the monitor right now, I see so many faces. You know, this pandemic is so real and our situation is so real. But you know what? Our prayer is real too. Our Christ is also living, and the companion around us is also real. I was just so touched that I hear the sharing, I hear the brothers, and I see my companions. And you know what? We have this faith in us. And we have this love in us too. We just have to continue to receive Christ. Amen.
Amen. Next, we will have Sister Simone Sandlin.
Amen. This weekend I've also just enjoyed being under the hearing of faith and seeing once again that the focus of God's economy is Christ. And that our receiving is so crucial to our going on. This matter that faith is given to us by God. It's not something we come up with or we try to have, but it's through our receiving. And I also enjoyed these verses, seeing that, you know, in the end, difficult times will come. And one of the brothers shared, we should expect to have storms in our human life, in our church life, in the world. And I think we can all look around and it's not hard to find a storm right now. But God is on the throne and the heavens do rule. And I feel like that fact and that word is such a comfort that I don't have to trust in the things that I see, the chaos, the things that you think, why is that happening? But we can look at the Lord and we can believe God is on the throne and we can remain open to receive him as our faith. Amen.
Amen. So next we will have Sister Esther Toh.
I appreciated tonight that God's economy is not focused on our victory or our failure. God's economy is focused on Christ and our receiving of Christ. I echo all the other saints that this weekend has been being very happy to be under the hearing of faith. And I appreciated that we need to grasp every opportunity to present ourselves to present ourselves to the assembling together, and even to reach out to some other saints. And as we're together, we can be under the hearing of faith. And I also appreciated that this faith issues in our love, not only for the Lord, but also for the other saints. And praise the Lord. And then we have hope in the Lord's return. And I appreciated the reminder that we need to be careful. We need to guard our minds. We need to guard what we're allowing to enter into us. Because if we look at everything else, we are going to lose hope. But we need to come to the Word. And what struck me tonight was in 2 Timothy chapter 3, that 3:16, where it talks about all scripture being God-breathed, it's actually in the context at the end times, you know, it talks about the end of the ages, and then it tells us how we can be equipped to be the ones who would be the overcomers by coming to the Word, by being equipped by the Word, and the Word is what faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of God. Amen.
Amen. Next, we will have Brother Cephas Chen.
I was also really encouraged tonight and this whole weekend. I feel like the brothers infused faith into all of us, and I feel like the saints or the brothers have really helped me put back on my breastplate and my helmet. I just feel like it's ironic that although the world seemed to shut down and slow down in the past several months, I feel like the world has never been so much at the forefront of my mind, so much at the forefront of our fingertips and our considerations of the future, which could cause anxiety. But I just want to echo what Brother Dennis shared just now, that God's economy is not based on our victories. God's economy isn't based on our own personal feeling, but it is based on our receiving of Christ. And Christ is the universality and centrality of God's unique economy. And so our focus is not on ourselves. It's not on things outside of us. It's not on what we can do. But our focus needs to be on our receiving of Christ. And we just need to fight, right? I appreciate Brother Peter just mentioned in the beginning of this last message that we need to learn to simplify our life, right? Just not have any hope in this world, not to have any hope in our future, in our careers, hope in money, hope in the economy, but our only hope should be in Christ. And so I'm inspired and I am motivated and energized this weekend. And I just pray that we would all fight for our time, fight for one another so that we can receive more faith in the coming days. Amen.
I believe, yes. No, that's okay, Sister Nikki. Go ahead.
Like so many shared, this weekend has been so needed, especially during this time, being at home, not being with the saints in person. I didn't realize how much it really affected me until recently. But what I really enjoyed from what Brother Dennis shared is that Paul mentions when he talks about faith and love and hope, these are, he's talking about armor, right? Faith and love as a breastplate and hope as a helmet. And what these indicate is that it's a fight. It's a fight to have faith, love, and hope, and it's a fight to enjoy the Lord. And I think, I know that, but I, in my experience, sometimes forget that one of the enemy's tactics is to diminish these things. It's to try to tear these things away from us. And so he'll do so many things to keep us from enjoying the Lord. And we get so distracted, right? As Cephas shared, we are physically in the world, but yet the world seems so much on our fingertips and at the forefront of our minds, at least for us. And so anyway, I was just so encouraged that it doesn't have to be a big thing. You know, it's not, the bar is not that high in a sense. The Lord cherishes and needs and wants our little bit of the little bit of time that we can give him from all the speaking. I think that's what I've been really drawing is that, you know, if we can spend 2 minutes here, 5 minutes here to enjoy the word, to call a saint, to sing a hymn, even the small things, like they count in the Lord's eyes. And these are the things that can keep us in God's economy and keep us enjoying the Lord. So this weekend has been so encouraging and so refreshing to me, and I'm so thankful for all of the speaking, to be under the hearing of faith. Amen.
Amen. Next we will have, I believe, Brother Joe Housel from Hall 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. We all need companions, and for us to go on, we really have to be under this hearing of faith. I really enjoyed a portion in the morning watch, and I think it's very much related to this hearing of faith. All these little times that we have, it says that the Lord can restore to us the years that the locusts have eaten. So Brother Dennis mentioned that it doesn't matter how small our victory is or how great our defeat is. It's a matter of us receiving. The enemy is always fighting to distract us from this this goal, which is God's goal, which is dispensing more of his son into us. But many times we focus on outward things, we're distracted, and we're drawn away. But praise the Lord, no matter how great our loss may be, the Lord can always restore to us. So we may think that 2 minutes or 5 minutes is just a small amount of time. I just, you know, watch TV, I binge watch 6 hours of some show that was completely useless, right, in God's economy. But praise the Lord that he can restore. So he counts time differently than we count time. 1 hour may be much more valuable to God than 10 days or 10 years that we've wasted. So praise the Lord, through this hearing of faith, we can all encourage one another. And if we have that feeling, you know, if you have a feeling, if there's a saint that's brought to your mind, reach out to them. Don't ignore that feeling, whatever it is. I mean, that is really the Lord working. We all need each other. This is not we're putting on this armor, but we fight corporately. It's not you're fighting by yourself. We're fighting this war together. Amen. We can go on together and praise the Lord. The Lord can restore the years that the locusts have eaten. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Next, we will have Sister Crystal Rios.
Amen. I just enjoyed, as many have already shared, that we're in a battle and seeing faith, love, and hope as a matter of body armor and not just, you know, these lofty things that are great and nice, but actually it's a matter of fighting for the Lord's interest. I just keep on thinking, and during this pandemic, the thought that comes to me is that this is just a momentary lightness of affliction. And that's just the word of the Lord that keeps on coming back to me. And it started in April, really, when the pandemic started, when I was in labor with our second baby. And at that time, I just had a feeling from the Lord, you know, where this is just a momentary lightness of affliction. And I said, you know, amen, Lord, this is really momentary. But now 6 months later, I'm getting the same word from the Lord again. This is just a momentary lightness of affliction. And the Lord is, you know, he has all of these things arranged for a purpose. And, you know, all of these things are just for the Lord's goal. And I just appreciated that we need to not be distracted. And there's so many things that are distracting. But I just appreciated that in these 6 months, the Lord, by limiting all of these distractions, and, you know, even my time outside has been so limited, and the things that we spend money on have been so limited because we're not really going anywhere. In that sense, so many little things have been slowly being stripped away, and the Lord still has a lot of work to do. But I realize that now, after 6 months of slowly stripping away, the Lord has a way in me. There's something in me that's longing for something more, and realizing that all of these things can't fill it. And now the turn has been, Lord, I need you. Praise the Lord. I'm just so grateful for this conference and for this recalibration that we really need. Amen.
Amen. That's right. Well, brothers and sisters, before we go on to the last few at this point, we would like to ask that no one come up. We will have Brother Ricky, who will give a closing word. So no more hands to be raised. Sister Myungja Kim. Sister Myungja Kim, and please speak in English if you can.
Praise the Lord. Christ is incarnate in our spirit. So Christ is triune God, face himself. Christ is everything. So Christ is love. So we receive Christ as a face, and we express love toward others. For this degradation of the church, we have to stand firmly and overcoming life. We need more love the Lord by prayer, by the pushing the Lord, and by the living by our spirit.
Amen. Next, we will have Brother Viden Svosi.
Amen. I enjoyed the word on 2 Timothy 3, where Paul tells us that in the last days, difficult times will come. And so I feel like we're already experiencing to a certain degree these difficult times. But we see that we're still able to enjoy the Lord. So the brothers shared with us that the Lord actually, he will take us on no matter what. Even if we become backslidden and we feel defeated, but praise the Lord, we can always go to him, right? And not only can we go to him, the brothers shared that, you know, he's the one who comes to us. He's the one who leaves the 99 behind. And he runs to us, right? The Father ran. The Lord wants us to be in the center of his economy. Our purpose on the earth is to enjoy the Lord. So may we all just be ones who receive the Lord. I appreciate our brother sharing his experience of just putting himself under the hearing of the faith. Saints, may we do the same. I just enjoyed this entire conference. It just encouraged me to go on. Let's all press on, stay in the center of God's economy.
Amen. Amen. Next, we will have Brother Eddie Lee. Brother Eddie, you have to unmute, please. There you go.
Praise the Lord, saints. I really appreciate the word that was spoken to us. Amen. Amen. Faith is given to us that by it we may receive Christ. the embodiment of the triune God, and thereby enter into the triune God and be joined to him as one, having him as our life, life supply, and everything. I really appreciated our brother that said that this world, it seems like the world is, it's at our fingertips, that we're, it affects us so much. But then we know that the Lord is on the throne. If we look at the Bible, especially in Daniel, we see that the Lord is on the throne first, and then it is so that Christ will become the preeminent one. And then also Daniel shows us the portion of the saints and the destiny of the saints. What we need to see in this situation is that in the midst of everything that is going on, the Lord is on the throne arranging all the situations, firstly in the world, but especially in our personal universe, so that Christ will become the preeminent, the focus in our everything and everything in us. And in order for this to happen, we need to cooperate with the Lord. In the light of this message, I really was impressed that we can exercise faith to receive God. So God wants to consummate this age, and this is a really special time. The world is not going to be like the way that we saw before. But then the way that we can receive the Lord, as the Lord is intending all of us to really have the chance to receive, is by exercising faith. Now, faith is something that we receive of God. And then it's so, you know, there's also a phrase in 2 Corinthians that we have a spirit of faith. That means faith is something that we can exercise. By exercising our spirit, we can receive God. We can receive and we can substantiate God. And one particular matter that I was really impressed by recently is a matter of redeeming the time because the days are evil. This matter of redeeming the time means it means to redeem the opportunity. Now, one example was given in that maybe yesterday, the Lord had arranged yesterday to be quite a special time for us. But then perhaps because of our laziness, we did not really turn to the Lord. We lost that opportunity. You know, there's also a matter of Egypt. When they out of Mount Horeb to the Kadesh Barnea, it's an 11-day journey according to Exodus. Amen. So this 11-day journey, it took the children of Israel 38 years. So that means that the Lord may want to, in this special kind of time, for us to progress in particular matter that's been holding us for a long time. But many of us go round and round in circles before without entering into the good land. So saints, may we really just receive this call for us to just receive the Lord by exercising ourselves to really receive the Lord's dispensing in all the situations and all the circumstances that the Lord is arranging in our life. Amen.
And now we will turn it over to Brother Ricky.
Saints, I'd like to give a brief conclusion. But the conclusion is the same as what Paul concludes with the Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 24. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. The Lord will do it. Is there an amen? I wish we, don't unmute, but I wish we could all just unmute and say amen.
Amen!
He will do it.
Amen!
We do have faith. We do have the faith. And, you know, I just got infused by this, you know, what, about 25 minutes of speaking by you all on top of the brothers speaking. You know, one of the sisters just said that she was strengthened by this word from 2 Timothy. In the last days, difficult times will come. Yeah. And she said, I was strengthened by that. Wow. Isn't that something that you could be strengthened by such a word? It's difficult times will come. And then your eyes get open to see God's on the, He's on the throne.
He's on the throne.
And he's got everything. Everything's okay. He even told us it would be this way. It's all working exactly according to plan. And he just needs our cooperation. Oh, dear saints. You know, these books, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, 1st Peter, 2nd Peter, all with this backdrop is what we heard tonight of the final days. And also in the backdrop of the church's degradation. And two of the sentences from the note, saints, please go back to Titus 3:15, that note. Please go back if you haven't read it. Spend some time, even whether the couples read together or in your personal time, I hope you could read. I just want to read these two sentences from that note. This implies that in the current of the church's degradation, in order to be able to effectively stand firm and overcome the downward trend and factor in the church, this wonderful faith and this super excellent love are indispensable. Even just these phrases to mull over. Oh, this wonderful faith, this super excellent love. We don't talk this way generally, but we should. If we pray over these words, they'll get into us. I hope this can come even into our vocabulary to speak faith to one another. Only in this way can we become, in the current of the church's degradation, the overcomers whom the Lord is calling and is desiring to obtain in Revelation 2 and 3. Saints, the only way that the Lord will obtain the overcomers is by some among his children exercising faith, love, and hope. And do you see the enemy's strategy is to cut off the receiving, to start it at faith. Saints, we just need to exercise that little faith. The enemy just wants to cut our receiving by getting our attention on other things, by having us be occupied with the affairs of life, bringing the anxiety. In Luke 21, it says, be careful lest you be weighed down by debauchery and the anxieties of life. And I've had a feeling, actually, many among us have been weighed down. But it does seem, by just a little speaking of the word in this past 24 or 26 hours, it seems like even among us, many of you have just been able to just push off the weighing down. It reminded me of Luke 13, you know that story? Where there's a woman that's bent double. You know, she's not just bent, but bent double, which means that her sphere of sight is restricted to what? Either the earth or herself. And the woman said, the Lord came and said, you are released from your infirmity. He laid his hand on her and she just instantly she stood erect. Saints, it doesn't take much to recover, restore our faith. I really appreciated our brother Dennis giving that little example of going through that. We've all passed through experiences like that. We just lost all hope. We just lost all hope. But somehow there was a sense, I'm still going to read. We were shepherded to that point. And the word brought faith. Faith issued in love. Love restored the hope. And we're back again. A couple of weeks ago in one of our Lord's Table meetings, we were singing 505. And the Lord spoke to us about how buoyant is he. How buoyant is he. Our Lord is the buoyant one. You can't keep him down. And I think, saints, we've touched the buoyancy in just this past day and a half. And that's through the word. So I just want to encourage you one last time. The word. The word. I appreciate what our brother just said. Those little times, they all add up. The word. Touch the word. Put yourself under the hearing of faith. It says in Hebrews, there's a warning as the day draws near. Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. You could see how that could easily happen in these days. We need to be on guard ourselves, guard our hearts. How do you guard your heart? Get yourself under the hearing of faith. One final word, saints. Well, sorry, I want to also say, exercising our spirit of faith And also, I appreciate Brother Peter's word on companions. And it was echoed by some of the saints. Our dear sister mentioned companions, how we need our companions. We need one another. But one last word. I was really inspired by what Sister Esther just mentioned about, you know, 2 Timothy 3. All scripture is God-breathed. And sometimes we don't link those verses at the end of the chapter with the verses at the beginning that in the last days, difficult times will come. But look at that whole chapter. And do you see, saints, right in the, just before verse 16, you have 14 and 15. And it says, from a babe, you've known the sacred writings. Paul reminded him, from a babe, which were able to make you wise into salvation. The whole book of Timothy was written in the backdrop of the church's degradation and the Lord's coming. And do you know, there he points out where Timothy got his faith? Not just from the Lord and the Word. Timothy got his faith from his mom and his grandma. A final word to the sisters. Sisters, in these days, your family can't afford for you not to have faith. In these days, you need to be the channel of faith to your children, the channel in your household, and the grandmas. Grandmas have a role, actually. Amen. Some grandmas snuck into our young adults conference. Did you see that this time? And you can't hold them down. They want to share. They want to speak. But anyway, grandmas and moms, infuse the faith. We didn't let you talk here, but go talk to your daughter and your granddaughter and your grandchildren and infuse faith into them. Sisters, oh, I'm so happy that there was a response. We live if you stand firm in the Lord. So we just stand with you. We'll be praying for you, and may you exercise the faith that is within you so that we could have the love and the hope for the Lord's imminent return. I'll stop here, Brother Peter, please. Amen. Take it.
Amen. Well, saints, at this point, I'll just offer a short prayer and then we will conclude the meeting. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Lord, we are so blessed to be under the hearing of faith this whole weekend. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for speaking faith into us. Amen. And Lord, we pray for our faith, our love, and our hope. Amen. Lord, strengthen our faith, renew our love, and reestablish our hope. Lord, develop our faith, love, and hope until they become an armor, so that we may be able to stand in the evil day. Amen. Lord, cause us to live in the light of your coming. Amen. And may faith, love, and hope develop, mature all the way until you return. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, at this point, maybe we can all unmute and we all say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, as a way to conclude this meeting. All right?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us, and feel free to leave at this point. Amen.
Praise the Lord.